Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall 23, back in our video. I just want to do a quick sound check first to make sure the sound is working. Okay, so the sound is working for this video. So in this video, I want to talk about the subject of light in the Bible. And it's an important recurring subject in the scriptures, especially in the New Testament, regarding our salvation and the nature of Jesus Christ and who he was and why he came to this world. He is the light, and in him was light according to the Bible. And the book of John starts out by telling us that the Word, when it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, it says in the next few verses that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then it says a few verses later of this word in John 1:9, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now, before we get into exactly what this means a bit later, I want to look at also what Jesus said in his ministry in John 8:12, where he said, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And the next chapter, he specifies what he means by this. He says in John 9:5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. But Jesus was the light of the world because he was in the world. As it says in John 1:10, he was in the world, and he made the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, and as long as he was upon this earth during his ministry, he was the light of the world. It had to do with his appearance in the world. That's why it says in the book of Matthew, when he goes into Galilee, he leaves Nazareth to go and preach the gospel. It says that the people that sat in darkness saw a great light, which was Jesus, the light that had come into the world. He also says in John 12:46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Now, here we have an explanation of the term light of the world. The reason why Jesus was a light is because those that believe on Christ are taken out of darkness and brought into the light. The symbolism here of light and darkness involves several things. Firstly, that the Bible tells us that God is light in 1 John chapter 1, and that only those who believe on Christ become the children of light. And we'll get into some verses about that later, which means the children of God, since God is light. But then there's also the fact that the gospel, the light of God's word, reveals the truth about our sin. The Bible says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It's the word of God which reveals the path in which we go, which exposes that which was in darkness and brings it into light. Now, with Jesus is coming into the world, him being the word of God made flesh, according to the Bible, he's the light that shines in the darkness. And when you light a lamp or you turn on a light, the darkness no longer abides. The light shines in the darkness. Now, it's not exactly that dark in my room right now, but there is some darkness on my desk right now. There's some shadows because I'm kind of in like a corner of my room. There's some shelves over here. But if I turn this lamp on, the darkness that was here goes away because the light is on. The light shines in the darkness, as it says in John 1:5. Darkness is not a substance. It's just a lack of light. That's what darkness is. It's just a lack of light, a lack of what allows us to see clearly and not stumble upon our path. So Jesus said, in John 3:19-21, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So looking at verse 19, we know first that the light came into the world, the light that is coming to the world is Jesus. So the condemnation of those who did not believe is that men did not choose light, but rather chose darkness. They that did evil, and so they did not come to the light, lest their deeds should be reproved. And that's indeed one of the reasons why people do not get saved, why they do not come to Christ, because they don't want to come to the light for salvation, because they know that they're sinners, but they don't like the fact that they're sinners. They don't want to humble themselves and admit that they've done something wrong. And when we're talking about coming to the light here, it means in the sense that Jesus said in John 6:35, he said, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst, where believeth and cometh is used interchangeably. So when it's talking about coming to the light, it means coming to him for salvation, believing on him, trusting on him. The truth is that Jesus lights every man that cometh in the world, as it says in John 1:9. Everybody is exposed to the light, but because men love darkness rather than light, they turn from that light. They don't want to be saved because they're prideful, because they don't want their deeds to be reproved. So the light of God exposes the sinful nature of mankind and shows those who do evil that their deeds are evil and that they cannot be justified themselves, but must be guided by that light, just like you can't walk in darkness unless you have light. And that light is Jesus Christ. So once we believe on Christ, then we are brought fully out of the darkness and into the light. Here's another passage, John 12:35 to 46. I've already read verse 46, but here's the full context and the verses preceding verse 46. It says, "Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah, when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come in light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." Now the main verses I want to look at are verses 35 and 36 and also 46, although the other scriptures in between are important. I'll get to that a little bit later and how that explanation of the fact that the Pharisees could not believe is relevant to what is Jesus is saying about light. Now Jesus said, "Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you." Remember, Jesus is the light of the world, and he said in John chapter 9, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Notice that he says here, "Yet a little while is the light with you." He's acknowledging that the light which he gives does not last for all, but he commands that we must walk in the light while they have the light, because by contrast, those that walk in darkness know not whither they goeth, meaning they don't know where they're going. They're lost. That's why the Bible says the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's why we are called lost, because we are in darkness. While in darkness, we're lost, but Jesus tells us how to be brought out of the darkness and says, while ye have the light, believe in the light. So this is what we must do in order to walk in the light. Once we have the light of the world revealed unto us, we need to believe. Jesus said later in the chapter in verse 46, "I am come a light to the world, into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." So the scriptures tell us that when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are saved. Or as Jesus said, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life," in John 5:24. So when we are given eternal life, when we get saved, we are also brought out of darkness so that we no longer abide in darkness, but in the light. So Jesus says that we should walk in the light while we have the light, lest darkness come upon you. Now, what exactly does he mean by that? We are already in darkness before Jesus. But remember, John 1:9 says that he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Everybody is exposed to the light of God. However, those who do not walk in the light, meaning believe on Jesus, the light of the world, will have that light taken away from them, and thus darkness will come back to them. And that's what happened to the Pharisees in this chapter, that it says in verse 37, they did not believe, even though he'd done many miracles. They saw the light of the world. They knew that he was the Son of God, but they didn't want to believe on him. And then in verse 39, it says that they could not believe. They rejected the light that they had with Jesus Christ. They turned from it. And it's just like the people in Hebrews 6 who were once enlightened, it says. But when they turn from Jesus Christ, it says that they can never be renewed unto repentance. So they had the light, but they chose not to walk in the light by believing in the light. Therefore, it says, "He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." Thus, we can see that there are two types of people. Everybody is given light, but those who reject the light and do not come to the light of the world will have the light depart from them so that they can no longer believe. Darkness has come upon them, and they no longer have a guidance toward the truth. However, those who do respond to the call of salvation and believe in the light are no longer in darkness. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we walk in the light, again, that's defined as believing in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So Jesus said in John 12 that we need to believe in the light. And if we do that, then we abide in darkness no longer, but are brought into the light forevermore. And thus the scriptures show us that those who have been saved are out of darkness and in light. And we see a lot of symbolism of that in the New Testament. For example, Paul says that Jesus sent him to do the following. It says in Acts chapter 26, verse 17 to 18, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So when we are turned from darkness to light, that is when we receive forgiveness of sins. Of course, the scriptures teach that whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins in Acts 10:43, and by Paul's own writing in Romans 4 that we are justified and forgiven of our iniquities when we believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. Now that's exactly what Jesus taught in John 12. He said to walk in the light while you have the light, and he defined this as believing in the light that we may be the children of light. Of course, the scriptures tell us also that faith makes us the sons of God, the children of God. It says in John 1:12, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. And then it says in Galatians 3:26, ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So once we have faith in Christ Jesus, that is when our sins are forgiven. We become the children of God. And likewise, Jesus said that when we believe on the light, we become the children of light, because God is light, according to 1 John 1:5. And thus we've been turned from darkness to light. Now here's another description of this. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 to 13, it says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we're delivered from darkness, the power of darkness, and translated into the kingdom of his dear Son, Jesus Christ. So again, it's another transfer from darkness to light. Now, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So again, the Bible establishes that we are not in darkness as born-again believers. We've been called out of the darkness. We've been brought into the marvelous light when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and become the children of light. Now, what this entails in the Bible is that we are now the light of the world. Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. However, we become the sons of God. And the Bible says that God has predestinated us to be conformed to the image of his Son in Romans 8. And therefore, now that Jesus Christ is not physically upon this earth, he has given us the task of being the ambassadors of Christ to now bring people out of darkness and into light. As Paul said in Acts 26, Christ called him to turn people from darkness to light. That's our job with preaching the gospel. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, I'll get in a few verses about that particularly in a little bit, but first I want to look at Ephesians 5, which contains an interesting passage about this subject. It says in Ephesians 5, verse 8 to 13, but ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So let's break down these verses. Firstly, in verse 8, it establishes the same doctrine and principle that we've been looking at throughout this entire video, that we were in darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Now, notice that it doesn't just say that we are in light, but it says that we are the light of the Lord, and therefore we're commanded to walk as the children of light. Part of walking as the children of light, since we are the children of light, is to not fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, as it says in this chapter. Now, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, what communion hath light with darkness? And that's a good question, because darkness is a lack of light. Again, when you shine as light, the light overcomes the darkness. You can't have light and darkness in the same place. If I'm sitting in a dark room, if I, you know, close my curtains, and it would probably not be completely dark anyway, because there's still a little bit of light shining through the window. But if I'm sitting in a completely dark room in the middle of the night, the darkness will go away if I turn the light on. I have a light up on my fan, right? You can't have them together. So since we're in darkness any longer, we're not in darkness any longer, but we're in the light, we should not have fellowship with the darkness of this world, with the wicked works that this world does, the things that are done in secret, the things that are shameful to speak about in the open, these things which are sinful and unrighteous, which 2 Corinthians 6 tells us not to be unequally yoked with. Instead of becoming friends with the wicked people of this world and partaking their evil deeds, we're commanded to reprove them because, as it says in Ephesians 5:13, all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. Remember, the Bible says that we are now light in the Lord, but we've been called into light, transferred into light, turned from darkness to light, and that now we are the light. We are commanded to reprove the darkness so that they can be brought into the light. That's preaching the gospel, trying to get people saved. And that brings us back to John 3:20, which I read earlier. It says, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." People refuse to come to the light because if they do, their deeds would be reproved. Just as Ephesians 5 tells us that when the light is manifest, the unfruitful works of darkness are reproved. And we know that this is the goal of preaching the gospel, because Jesus said that he would send the Comforter into the world to reprove the world of sin because they believe not on me, he said in John 16. It's our job to preach the gospel now as believers, since Christ has commanded, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." However, when we do share the gospel with them, the light shines to them and the Holy Ghost works in them to reprove them of their sin. The light being shown unto the world, they can come to salvation because the light has been revealed unto them, and they need to make that choice to walk in the light or to turn from it to no longer abide in the darkness by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. So at one point Jesus said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." But he said also in Matthew 5:14-16, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So we as believers are called also the light of the world. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," but he also said, "Ye are the light of the world." We've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Remember, Ephesians 5 says that now are ye light in the Lord. So it's not just that we're in the light, but we are the light. We are the children of the light because of our faith in Christ. Therefore, we are to manifest the light of the gospel, the light that God has given us in our life, to let it shine before men. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3-6, "But if our gospel be hid, it be hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." I should turn off my sound on my computer. I don't know if you heard that, but it keeps the notification, you know, the Windows 10 notification sound. I don't know if my microphone picked that up or anything, but anyway, yeah. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Remember what Jesus said about hiding our light in Matthew 5. We're not to put it under a bushel. We're not to hide it. We're supposed to share it, to let it shine into the world. The light of the glorious gospel is not shown to the ordinary people of this world on their own. People are in darkness. People don't know where they're supposed to go. People are wandering around. They don't know how to get into that narrow way. I was thinking about this illustration earlier about how Jesus compared salvation to going through a narrow way. He said that narrow is the way to life, and few there be that find it, but broad is the way to destruction. I mean, it's like walking along a wide highway, and there's just like a little tiny thing that people could just fit through that leads to life, but then the highway itself goes towards destruction and hell. Most people, if it's like foggy, if it's in darkness, like you're pitch black in the middle of the night, it's a new moon, there's a bunch of fog, they don't know where they're going. They're just going to walk and keep walking. They're not going to find that little space that leads to life. They're going to go off into hell. We need to shine that light unto them so that they know where they're going and they take the right way, the path of life and not the path to hell. So the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The Ethiopian eunuch, he said, how can I understand these things except some man should guide me? So that's why we are commanded to go and shine the truth of God's word to people, that they might hear the gospel and be saved. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now that's the most important part of a Christian service to God, sharing the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to them that are lost, that they might be saved. Since we are saved, we have the Spirit of God inside of us, and we are now light in the Lord. We are the ones with the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, as it says. We have been tasked with revealing the light of the gospel that exposes the sin of the world, to be the light that may reprove the wickedness of this world, that people will understand that they are sinners in need of a Savior and might come to Christ by faith. Jesus came to this world to bear witness of the truth, and that is what he did indeed. But now he lives in our hearts. He's not physically in this world, and he will return. But right now, he lives in our hearts, as the Bible says, and we are the lights of the world. We should follow in the footsteps of Christ and do the same as he did. Be a light of this world in the darkness, taking the word of God, which is a lamp, as the Bible says, and use it to make manifest all things. So that is what the Bible says about light. It's actually a great illustration. And that's just, you know, scratching the surface of the verses which talk about this thing. There's another verse in 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy, I don't remember which, that says something about the light of the gospel as well. There's a lot of scriptures. In fact, the word light is used, well, actually, I'm looking up right now. Light. Okay. The word light is used 308 times in the whole Bible. Obviously, if I were to read all those verses, this thing would be hours long. So there's a lot of things in the Bible about light. There's a lot of symbolism of light and darkness, etc. But the fact is that we need to share the gospel. We need to be the lights of the world as Jesus Christ has called us to be. We're no longer in darkness, but the world is. The whole world lieth in wickedness. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and God bless you and goodbye.